and welcome everyone to Live Dharma Sunday for January 5th, 2014. A new year. Koyo Kubota here. So awfully glad you joined us. Well, according to the Chinese animal zodiac calendar, you know, there's 12 animals, and it goes in the same order, the cycle. Last year was Year of the Snake. Well, this year, 2014, is Year of the Horse. And as usual, I try to use that theme for a Dharma teaching. And this morning, as I, early morning hours, as I lay in bed, I was thinking, gee, what shall I come up with for this theme? And I had all kinds of thoughts and ideas, but what I came up with is this. Two key words that I offer for this year of the horse. One word is thoroughbred, and the other one is horse whisperer. Now, thoroughbred, this reminds me of a saying that I think it was some Hollywood actress that she, you know, a lot of times famous people, they're quoted, their life lessons. And I can't remember what actress it was, maybe Patricia Neal or someone like this, that she said her life motto came from her father, who always told her, be a thoroughbred. You know, when life challenges you, be a thoroughbred, not a jackass. Because, you know, coming down the stretch, if you say, come on, let's go, the thoroughbred will, you know, has the heart of a champion, has the bloodlines. It will give you all it could give. It responds to the challenge when you're tested. Whereas the jackass just kicks out. Well, horse whisperer, this is, you see, to respond as a thoroughbred would be when you're challenged or tested. But if the situation is where you're already wounded, then you call upon your inner horse whisperer. Hey, that corresponds to relying or calling upon your Buddha nature. All beings, all things have Buddha nature. It's the universal life, capital L-I-F-E, universal life that underlies all individual lives. So, by having these spiritual tools in your two spiritual tool bag, okay, represented by the words thoroughbred and horse whisperer. These are the tools. When we could grab those tools, when life tests us or challenges us, or if we find out, to be able to heal and transform our injury and woundedness with the magical touch of a horse whisperer. So that's what I am going to use for teaching for this theme of the Year of the Horse. Well, we're very honored, and it gives me great pleasure to introduce our guest to give us a Dharma glimpse today. I'm looking at the Blog Talk, which is our broadcast server. We have a studio board. And I can see that his line is lit up, and I have unmuted him. And this is Dave Kakuyo of Wisconsin, and he was part of LM5, and which they were inducted as lay ministers last May. And he and his wife, who was also inducted, they went through the program together. We've had several husband-wife couples that have gone through the program together, and that's a great thing. Okay. So, but anyway, both he and his wife came and stayed at our place here in Coarse Gold, and we had a great visit together. So without further ado, Dave Kakuyo-sensei.
Okay, hi. I hope everybody can hear me. Can you?
Yes, loud and clear.
Hello. Okay, great.
You're good.
Well, first of all, okay, great. First of all, I do have two dogs with me in the same room. One's a puppy and one's a seven-year-old. And so they might start to bark, but I'll go through it if you don't mind. So my Dharma glimpse started with two things. And so I'll just read what I wrote down, and then I'll wing it at the end. This may sound strange and may seem to have nothing to do with Buddhism, but I made a connection that makes sense to me. It has to do with two things, a new puppy and a new workmate. Both are teaching me that life renewal never stops and that I am the only one that can stop my life from being renewed every moment and every day. So how did this process develop for me? At work, I had started to stop playing the radio and my MP3 player. The silence focused my mind on what I was doing. I'm a baker. But I then started to live in my head and only focused on my hands. Now, this was great, and I did enjoy this time. But at the same time, life around me was taking place without my notice. So too much of a good thing made other good things disappear from my view. So in comes Liz, or Elizabeth. She doesn't like calling me Elizabeth. She likes calling me Liz. She's 19 years old. She had just finished with baking school. And she likes listening to music in the background. But her taste in music was very, very different from mine. At first, I tried not to listen, but how can I not hear? And in a very short time, new songs and new artists to me got through. And wonders of wonders, I liked it. My foot and then my whole body started to move to the beat, and my mind still focused on what my hands did. So I started to call these new tunes live music, and what I had played before and what I thought I only liked and what only played, I called dead music, because most of the artists had passed or had stopped recording, but now I find I can enjoy them both. And I find that a joy entered my mind and body, a renewal of life, because age does not stop me from liking new music. But I have to tell you, I really don't know about rap, but I won't close my mind just yet. Or liking the same things day after day, like sunrise, bathing, toilet, sleep, holding hands, going on and on and on. So now comes to this new puppy. He is a Irish setter. We got him when he was 3 months old. He's now 7 months old. And what I learned is teaching and learning. And that every action when I teach is a joy and usually a kind of like a terror too, because it never seems to sink in. So it's repeat, time after time of learning and teaching him with love and acceptance for every failure and every triumph. Day after day, new life and old life. So what is the connection? And what it came is living life as it is, with acceptance, without judgment. Nothing's good and nothing's bad. It just is. And if I look at it in a certain light or a certain angle, it becomes, I'm winging it right now. It becomes like, acceptance, but it becomes a joy, actually. It becomes, yes, it is. And I can take pleasure in the ripped up hats that Rowan seems to give me all the time. The things that he can find to chew on that I thought I had safely put away, but he's a very intelligent dog. And the other thing is my older dog, the 7-year-old, is now turning into a dog. He's not the aloof creature he was before, the creature that looked at me with eyes that I can't read. And with the new puppy, Rocky, my other dog, has turned into somebody, some dog that now has life in his eyes. And even though he still likes to be alone now and then and rest, well, Rowan just won't let him. Rowan just jumps all over him, and he can jump really high because he is an Irish setter. So that's my Dharma glimpse, is I've found that two things that could be separate and far apart are teaching me the same thing. And it's turning into it's turning into a big life lesson for me, is that I could go and take a shower now, and whereas before it was, okay, 2 minutes, too much, get out of here. Now it's like the joy of the water just washing over me, the fingers in the hair, washing and massaging my scalp, turns into be something that's pleasurable. And waking up is still pleasurable, opening my eyes, and knowing that as a day, there'll be old things but new meanings. So that's my Dharma glimpse. I hope everybody could understand what I was talking about. And that's it for me. Thank you so much for the opportunity for allowing me to talk.
Thank you very much. Okay. And as on our switchboard, I muted you, so if your dog want to bark, that's fine. But we also have two dogs. So I know by experience exactly what he's talking about. And we almost have the same, our puppy is now year and a half, almost two, and then our older dog is 6 years old, turned six on Christmas Eve. He's a yellow lab, and the young one is a golden retriever. And yellow labs are, the older one is kind of laid back, the younger one really rejuvenates the old one. And he's such a rascal, that young one. Sort of like the second child in sibling birth order effect. You know, if every parent knows, if you have, say, two children, there's a tremendous personality difference between the firstborn and the secondborn. And it's very common for the firstborn to be more serious, responsible, and for that secondborn to be rambunctious spirit. And all pediatricians know this, and they could tell the parents, this is, you know, what's going on, and they're, yeah, how did you know? But that's the way it is. And I guess it holds for dogs, too. As I listen to Dharma glimpses and given by our lay ministers, it reminds me of the lessons that they learn through our program. And one, a sentiment that's expressed is two sort of related aspects. Recently one wrote that said, the greatest thing I learned from the Bright Dawn Lay program is that the Dharma is all around us. Okay. You know, if we have the awareness, you know, to receive it. Well, the fact that Dharma is all around us, okay, is one aspect. It's all around us. Okay. If we have the awareness to see it. Now, that could be expressed in a lot of ways, you know, meaning if we have the perspective, what's up to us? Huh? It's up to us. It's up to the individual. It's up to me to see these teachings. It's an interaction between the outer and inner. Outer being meaning that, you know, the Dharma, life situations, okay, other people's, all kind of situations arise. Okay? And then there's my inner, well, if you want to call it, Buddha nature. An enlightened way to see and respond and interact with these outside things. It takes two to tango. External, internal, outer, inner. And when we discover that inner, that we don't have to be driven by the outer. Sometimes it's not easy. We're always being challenged and tested and wounded and have to heal. Okay. But that inner, that's the, well, you want to call it the secret of life or the essence of the Dharma teachings, is that we have this inner light, you know, and how we respond, what kind of glasses we're going to put on to filter and see the world, you know, see what is out there. Okay. And don't think that the right or wrong, good or bad is out there. Okay. We have a say in it. This is something that's so reinforced all the time through the program, through the feedback from the participants in the program, and I get to experience it deeper and deeper within myself. You know, so I feel that this, I see it clearer and clearer, deeper and deeper within myself. I'm benefiting from the program in that kind of way. Okay. Sometimes there's nothing new. No, I mean, nothing new under the sun. Yet, the way it occurs, the way it happens, the way it's brought out, makes it seem like now it has the impact. Okay. It's not like it was conceptually new. Here is a teaching. So, there's all people. This reminds me of one of my greatest sayings that I like. I don't know where I heard it, but it's this. Great teaching requires great listening. This is an example of what I'm talking about, inner and outer. The greatest teacher, the greatest teaching can be presented right in front of our eyes and ears. But if we don't have that inner, whatever you want to call it, openness, receptiveness, okay, to receive it, the awareness, the mindfulness, okay, to process it, well, okay, it takes two to tango. Uh, So this kind of awareness, it's not an all or nothing thing, one and done. That's a big mistake. You say, oh, okay. We, first of all, we know the message, the teaching. Okay, we hear it conceptually, and we say, oh, yes, I agree, But then can you use it and apply it in all kinds of situations that come up? Maybe when it comes up, you get so pushed out of shape, emotions, you forget about the it doesn't come to mind. You just react. Your button is pushed. Okay. That's why it's a continuous work in progress. Don't be boastful that, yeah, okay, I got this out of the program, or I learned this. Yeah, you conclude. You reach the destination. No, it's the journey, baby. Life is a journey. Of course, life is not a destination. And there's nothing wrong with this realization of, hey, keep going. There's no laurels to be rested upon. If you rest upon those laurels, they will wilt like anything. Life is dynamic and fresh. The flow is moving, and we got to move it too. Okay? It's sort of like a river of life. The river is always moving. Okay? Like they say, you can't step into the same river in the same, again. Okay? It's always new. And that's great because every day is a new day. Okay? Every day is a new day. And every day is a good day. Good in the absolute sense, not the relative sense. Okay? That's what it's all about. And that's all for today's broadcast. Till next time, you keep going. And you have a very beautiful first Sunday of 2014. Thank you.